Finally this hour, another home viewing recommendation from our movie critic, Bob Mondello. This week, Bob is intrigued by a new 40th anniversary release of the film that put Martin Sheen, Sissy Spacek, and director Terrence Malick on the map, Badlands.
The plot is based on a notorious duo and a real-life 1950s killing spree. But when boy meets girl on screen, they're adorable. She's 15, twirling a baton. He's older, styles himself after James Dean, and is the handsomest guy she's ever met.
You want to take a walk with me?
What for?
Oh, I got some stuff to say. Guess I'm kind of lucky that way. Most people don't have anything on their minds, do they?
A few days later, these two have a lot on their minds, what with him having murdered her dad and swept her off on a cross-country trip where things go seriously sour.
Get out of here! Run! Somebody's coming!
At the height of the Vietnam War, Badlands was greeted in critical circles as a portrait of the American psyche short-circuiting. Which is not to suggest it was universally liked. Among the DVD extras is an interview with a producer who remembers the comment cards they got at the first sneak.
Warner's previewed the film on a double bill with Blazing Saddles. Not surprisingly, the cards were the worst in the history of Warner Brothers. They were just dreadful.
Because director Terrence Malick is famously tight-lipped about his work, it's no surprise that he does no commentary or interviews here. But he did approve Criterion's digital cleanup for Blu-ray, and Martin Sheen and Sissy Spacek sat down to reminisce. Sheen, who cranked out 20 TV roles in 1973, about how he very nearly turned this movie down, but then relented.
I was driving along Pacific Coast Highway. It must have been about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was playing Bob Dylan's Desolation Row, and suddenly it hit me. I was going to play the part of my life, and I wept because I knew someone had finally seen something in me that I knew was there, but I couldn't get anyone else to see.
They saw it thereafter in Spacek, too, and Malick, all kids for whom Badlands in 1973... opened vistas wide. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.